You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Defending Yourself Against Temptation. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
On September 21, 1971, a helpless baby was born in Houston, Texas. As an infant, this newborn was not only helpless, but in the eyes of medical specialists, this infant was also hopeless. This tiny tot's disease-fighting immune system was almost non-existent. Consequently, with no protection from germs and infections and killer diseases, this newborn was so vulnerable that a simple cold could have killed him. In order to save this baby's life, the attending doctors arranged a plan. They placed this newborn immediately into total isolation. For 12 years, this boy, known only as David, lived inside a plastic bubble. Here he was isolated from germs, protected from infections, and removed from diseases. To remain 24 hours a day in a disease-free, sterilized environment, David had two additional disease-free bubbles in his home. Plus, he had a bubble in his family's station wagon. His toys, his books, his food, his clothing, all had to be sterilized before these items were given to him inside his germ-free plastic bubble. David also attended school using a two-way television. He handed out Halloween candy from a bubble at the front door of his home. NASA scientists built David a miniature spacesuit, which he used to walk in his front yard and play with his dog. For 12 long years, yes, for 12 long years, this boy patiently lived, protected from germs, viruses, and disease by being isolated from society. But then the day arrived, and physicians attempted to give David a blood transfusion in order to save his life. David, however, was overcome, and he died apparently from cancer. This is surely a dramatic and an emotional story. Plus, this story provides a vivid reminder that 24 hours every day, each of us is constantly surrounded by germs and viruses and disease. These organisms, hostile to our health, are swarming around and even crawling all over our bodies. High school students are often surprised and even shocked as they, in their biology class, look at everyday objects, even their own finger, and find germs looking for entrance into their bodies. Of course, it is true that all of us, adults and children, must be constantly aware that tiny organisms, destructive to health, are daily, yes, even hourly, hoping to slip past our immune system, enter our bodies, and cause discomfort, destruction, and possibly even death. But it is also true, and even more important for us as adults and children, to understand that a second enemy constantly surrounds us and daily desires to destroy us. In the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 5, we read, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." The Bible says, however, that we must resist him. Here, the Apostle Peter was vigorously emphasizing the very same thing that God told Cain when he said, "Sin is crouching at your door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it." Our greatest struggle in life, St. Paul reminds us, is not against the common cold. Our greatest struggle is not against the flu. Our greatest enemy is not even cancer. And neither is our greatest challenge in life a struggle of not getting along with those who might want to destroy our reputation through gossip or defamation. The Apostle Paul puts all things into perspective when he writes, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness." This is indeed a very sobering picture that the Bible paints for all of us at the end of the 20th century. And if the spiritual situation today is as frightening as St. Paul explains it, and it certainly is because this is how the Bible describes it, then we need to ask the ultimate question. How is anybody, yes, how is anyone supposed to survive this hellish spiritual struggle nowadays? The Bible is correct, and even secular philosophers have no choice but to agree. We are indeed helpless mortals as we face what the Bible describes as the world forces of wickedness. Consequently, how can anyone today know for sure? Yes, my friend, how do you know that you will be able to survive this struggle with the hope that when this life is over, your faith will be intact and that you will be prepared for entrance into the eternal mansions which God has already so graciously prepared for you? There is, my friend, only one answer to this question. There is only one consolation for all of us as we face this dilemma. This consolation and the encouragement comes from the word of the Lord, spoken through the Apostle John. Greater is he, the Bible says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Oh yes, greater is the Lord Jesus Christ, who lives in the hearts of believers, than the devil who lives and rules on the outside and as the prince of this world. And so then today, as we consider this key Bible teaching, let us never forget the little boy from Texas, the one we referred to just a few moments ago, David, who was born without an immune system. He had no protection from the inside. And this, of course, led his parents and the doctors to try to protect him from the outside. And they did this for 12 years, but finally they lost the battle, and David died. Oh, my friends, this is a very important lesson for all of us who desire to protect our loved ones from the devil. Scores of parents are today trying to protect their children from evil by being concerned about what goes on the outside of their children. Consequently, these parents try to shield their children from violence on television, from running with the wrong crowd, and from picking up ungodly habits in school. However, like the plastic bubble in Texas, which protected David from germs, this approach is only short-lived. This is not the spiritual protection that children so desperately need. Your loved ones, my friends, your loved ones need to be protected spiritually from the inside. You parents and grandparents, just as the boy from Texas needed a strong immune system and protection from within, so also your loved ones need spiritual protection that only God can give. And when through faith Jesus Christ lives in our hearts and in the hearts of those we love, then through God's same miraculous gift of faith, there is then no room for the devil. He has to stay outside. He cannot cause doubt and confusion, pain, or death. Follow the advice of the Apostle Paul. Take the helmet of salvation. Get into battle with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Apostle Paul is not alone in assuring you that your best defense and your best weapon against the devil is God's living Word, Jesus Christ Himself. Proclaimed exactly this same message. In fact, our Savior dramatically demonstrated the power of God's living Word as a formidable weapon to defeat Satan. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read where Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, then command that these stones become bread." Jesus, however, answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Two more times the devil tried to tempt Jesus, but each time Jesus defeated Satan by using God's all-powerful word. Oh, you parents and grandparents listening today, study this example of Jesus. And when it comes to spiritual safety, it is only the living and the life-giving Word of God that can protect your loved ones. Oh, indeed, we can shield our children and grandchildren from watching television. So much of today's television is a vast wasteland of pornography, violence, and endless distorted values. We can even shield our children from running with the wrong crowd. All of these precautions are good, Yet your children and your grandchildren need not only more protection, they need better protection. They need true spiritual protection. Your loved ones need the living Word of God living within them. They need Jesus Christ, the living Word manifest, residing in their heart and protecting them from every temptation of the evil one. Your loved ones need the Christ of the Bible, the Jesus who was crucified on the cross, and the Jesus who rose from the grave to defeat death. Now, maybe some of you listening today feel like saying, I'm a strong Christian. I don't need special protection. Or you might say, I've been a Christian all my life. I will not fail. If you feel like this, then I suggest you heed the warning words of the Bible. Let he who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. The number of people who have ended up in hell as a result of spiritual arrogance is many. For example, I am now in correspondence with a gentleman, a world-known writer and theologian, who only a few years ago was greatly respected and eagerly read by pastors and laypeople in many lands. But now this same man is no longer interested in God or in the Bible or Jesus Christ. Instead, he has actually taken up the pen and joined other enemies of Christ in blaspheming God and the crucified and resurrected Jesus. This example is a powerful reminder for all of us that no matter who we are, intelligent or average, rich or poor, famous or little known, unless we are connected to Christ by God's gift of faith, and unless Jesus Christ lives in our heart through His Word and Spirit, then we are vulnerable, and we are then a prime target for the devil, who as a roaring lion goes about, as St. Peter says, looking for somebody to destroy. Oh, my friend, live in fear no more, but instead live your life in Jesus Christ with great courage and endless joy. And when you sense the temptation of the devil, rise to arms. Take up the helmet of salvation, as St. Paul says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Through His powerful Word, let God enable you to declare victory over sin and Satan. And in order to accomplish this, the Spirit of God will enable you, my friend, to memorize Scripture, the sword of the Spirit. Start by memorizing a few short sections, and then when the old evil foe starts to disrupt your life, when he seeks to bring disharmony in your family or cause confusion in your home, then drive him away with the living Word of God, just as Jesus did in the wilderness. Every day, turn to the 23rd Psalm. If you know it by heart, repeat it. If you don't know it, find it in the Bible and read it. But in any case, every day, speak it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup overflows. And, my friend, if you remain connected to God through His Word and Spirit, then the devil will never destroy you, and surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.